kizaisim should be eaten, that both kizaisim of food, of meat, should be eaten. Not that you have a machshava, half of the kizaisim should be burnt, and half should be eaten. But you have a machshava that both achasi kizaisim should be eaten by a man, means halechav lechol, dumi in a similar case, to lechol alahakir, which shachur means two separate cases, dumi to a case where you would have thought to eat only achasi kizaisim, and to burn achasi kizaisim. What does the case mean? The chur means b'shnei b'nei yodim. There were two people. And mitzdarf, the chur mashtem would be mitzdarf. So shema means this is a good proof. The only time it's not mitzdarf is you think to eat a chatzik zayis and to burn a chatzik zayis. But if you would think that these two chatzik zayisim should be eaten, even though by two different people, still it would be a machshav psul that would make pickle. It is mitzdarf. Voyi rova. Rova has to shout like this. What's going to be chishev lechol kizayis b'yoyse mechtei achilas pras mao? The Kohen b'shastas rika has in mind that he plans to eat the kizayis of this meat tomorrow. So he's eating the kizayis is machshavas pickle, but he has in mind to eat it in 10 minutes more than the shear of kodei achilas pras, which usually by mitzvahs by achilas adam the shear always is you have to eat the kizayis within the time that eats you tida a pras. In that amount of time, let's say it's anywhere between 3 minutes and 9 minutes. So that's the shear of an achilo. If you wait longer than that, it's not mitzdarf, it's not cool like you ate a kezayis, the vasachas. So here by kot shema, what's going to be the locha? We achilas kevoyim adminin lei. Do we say that eating of a person is the same thing like burning it on the mizbeach? And therefore, when you burn the meat on the mizbeach, the chura takes a long time to eat eaten. It could take more than achilas pras. It could take more than 10 minutes until the meat is burnt well. Says so. By achilas adam also, even though you eat it more than achilas pras, maybe still it's called the machshavas pigle. By maybe no li achilas hedyit madminin lei. Maybe we say that we deem it a regular ma'is achilav an adam. Usually, when a person eats something, he has to eat it within the shear of achilas pras. How long it takes you to eat a half a loaf of bread? Some say it's the size of 3 eggs or 4 eggs. Which takes approximately hold 3 minutes in. So that's the shayla. If you plan to eat this meat in a long time, is that pigle or not? Some rabbi, a bayis like this, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Come in here. He says again in the Mishnah, Lecho kechatzi zayis. Olahase kechatzi zayis kosher. He claims things to eat a chatzi zayis of the meat tomorrow, and he also thinks to burn a chatzi zayis of this meat tomorrow. So the Mishnah says kosher. And the reason is why? Because shein achil of yaktor mitzdarfin, you can't put the two machshavas together. You can't have a machshav and achilo and a machshav of aktora together. It's not mitzdarf. So the ik is time of what the reason to lechol olahaktir. What's the reason? Because he had a machshav to eat and to burn it. But mashmo lechol olechol. If he would have had these two machshavas both in eating, mitzdarf. Then you would put the two machshavas together. So the question is why? Usually, by burning it, when you burn meat, it takes a long time till you get the meat well done. So it's more than 10 minutes. So it's mashma that the only time it's possible is because you really thought to burn the meat. But if you would have thought to eat the meat in the same amount of time that it takes you to burn it, mashma then it would be mitzdarf for pigle. So here you see the machshavas of pigle go bosa gevoya, and we do not care about the shear of kli achilas pras. So once there's no kli, there's no proof. Maybe duma behesek gadol. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where you're burning it in a big hot fire, and a big hot fire could burn up the meat within this shear of 3 minutes. Even within 3 minutes, even within the shear of kli achilas pras, it's possible for the meat to be finished. Therefore, from this part of the Mishnah, you'd have no proof. Simply no blood by Sophic, what will be the locha? Is it mitzdarif or isn't it mitzdarif? Yeah, now the Moshe says in the Mishnah, Lecho techatzi zayis lati techatzi zayis is kosher. We had before, if you have a machshav to eat a chatzi kezayis and to burn half a kezayis, since you do not have a machshav on one kezayis to do one thing, therefore it's not mitzdarif. So Moshe says, Taima, what's the diet? What's the reason? Why is it still kosher? To lecho lulahakter. Because you had in mind to burn half of a kezayis and eat half of a kezayis. And achila and aktora, it's not mitzdarf, they're not like the same thing. Mashma clearly, ho lecho v'lecho, if you have in mind to eat two kechatzi zayim, Dover Shein Dako Lechol Mistarf, even though one achilut is not Berech Lechol, would also be Mistarf. The only time it's not Mistarf is because she had a mind to burn it. But Mashu, we had a mind to eat both of them, even though one Chatzik Zayas is something that's supposed to be burnt. But now instead you had a mind to eat it, Mashu would be Mistarf, would become Pigol. Samar says, I, Hokotoni Reish, you learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, Lechol Eshedark Eshedarko Lechol Mistarf, that what makes Pigol only if you have in mind to eat something that's there to eat it, like the meat that you're supposed to eat. So the deek is, Eshedarko Lecholin, only if you have in mind to eat a piece of the meat that's supposed to be eaten, if you have in mind to eat it tomorrow, that makes the Machshavas Pigol. But Mashma Shein Darko Loi, if you have in mind to eat something that's not supposed to eat, does not make Pigol. So it's the theory from the Rashi to the Sefer. Some Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamani Reb Lezer, I'll tell you, the Sefer of this Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer. The Yom that he says, yes, Mechashrin Miachilus Odom, Miachilus Mizbeach. Yes, you could have the Machshava, even on something that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. If you think to eat it, you could also have a Machshava's Pigol on it. And the same thing with Miachilus Mizbeach, Miachilus Odom. So therefore, according to Reb Lezer, would be Mistarf to Machshava's. If you have a mind to eat a chatzik zayis of the meat, and you have a mind to eat a chatzik zayis of the fat that you're supposed to burn, together you had a mind to eat a kazayis, it would be mstarf. That's trying to say for the only reason why it's not mstarf is because you had a mind to burn it. But if you had a mind to eat it, then yes, it would become a pigle. Because the Tanaim learned like this, Ha-shoichet mishnaleidu v'gnav, Ha-shoichet es ha-zevach, lechol dovo shen dakol lechol. If you shech the korban, and you have a mind then, Meshash Chitam, to eat something that's not a barrel to eat. You have a mind then to eat from the fat that's not a barrel to eat from it. Also, Lahakter Dover, Shein Daka Lahakter. You have a mind then to burn something that's not supposed to be burnt, it's supposed to be eaten. You have a mind to burn it. So, Kosher, that's not a Machshavas Pigol. Since it's not a barrel to eat it or to burn it, it's the wrong Machshavah, there's no Machshavas Achil, it's Kosher. For Rebbe Lezer, place of Lezold's nor Rebbe Lezold, it is a Machshavah. That the Maisa, you have a Machshava that you're making a Maisa Achila, even though it was supposed to be done something else, so what? But you have in mind to eat it. Chutzla Zmanoi, that makes the Machshava's Pigol. So I tell you the same thing, our Mishnah goes across Reb Lezer. Abayi Ram Rabayi says, Afilu Teimi Rabbonin, even if you want to say the same thing, goes according to the Rabbonin Shita, that they hold it's not Mitztarif, a Dover, it's not a Machshava's Pigol on something that's not Derech to eat it. And so, they make the deal like this. The light time do not say that the deek is Holecho Volecho Dover Shein Dako Lechol. Do not say the deek of the Mishnah is only Akhtar and Achilus not Mitztarif. The Mashmi, any type of an Achilus that you have Mitztarif? No. Elaima, say like this better. So the deek is Elaima, say like this Holecho Volecho Dover Shein Dako Lechol. That if you have in mind to eat things that are derech to eat, the chutzla zmanah, that would make pigle. So my kumash, what's the Kiddush then? So like this, idover shadaka lechol kumash v'lon mereshes shemin. Manashek, what's the Kiddush here? If you tell him istam on a thing as derech lechol, so not after nereshia that these things make a pigle. So what do you want to tell him istam the Kiddush here, even though you have a mind to the chatzik zayis now, and the chatzik zayis they have machshav on two different chatzik zayisim, you know that after nereshia. That's why it's possible. Mash mekliyah kachatzi zayis lamacha pigol. Yeah. So this time you have a machshav and a chatzi zayis. That enough for the ratio to a mistarif. Eli lechol hakter midyuka the ratio shemamina. See if you want to tell me the diik is good for what it says. Maybe don't chiddush the sefer stam. Eli lechol hakter. That's not mistarif. That's still chiddush the sefer. So when it says midyuka the ratio shemamina. It's also right enough from the ratio. It says, Lechol dover shedarko lechol in, but shein darko lechol loy, that if you have a mind to eat something that's not a derech to eat, it's not called a machshava. So hashto ma lechol v'lechol, dover shein darko lechol, lem it's darif, like ma from the ratio, I know this. Ma dech from the ratio, the accused, that if you have in mind to eat a chatzik zayis of good meat, and a mind to eat a chatzik zayis of the imurim, it's not mistarif, even though both machshavas are to eat. If so, lechol olahakta mi boi, to have to teach me that if you have a mind to eat and to burn, it's not mitzaref shita. Like mother of the two achilas and not mitzaref, shita and achila and akhtar is not mitzaref. So says, so for what purpose do I have to have the sefer of the Mishnah? All right, to turn over. The Gemara says, yes, the chiddush of the Mishnah could be the sefer is lechol olahak teritzvah. Yes, I need this chiddush that you can't be mitzaref to two. You cannot be mitzaref that you have a mind to eat a chatzik zayis tomorrow, and you have a mind to burn a chatzik zayis tomorrow. The chiddush, you can't put these two together, because otherwise, salkut that the chamin, if I would have thought to say, listen, maybe only if you plan, you have in mind to eat something you're supposed to burn. We have in mind to eat the fat, the emurim, that's not a good machshava, because you have in mind to do something that's not normal, it's not the urchei on the fat you're supposed to burn it. So I would just know the ratio. So if you have in mind to eat something that's not a derech to eat, that's not a good machshava, that's not mistarif, because you're doing something that's not urchei. Aval hoch, but over here we have in mind to burn the chatzik gezayis of the emurim and to eat the chatzik gezayis of the meat. To behor ki urchei or vor ki urchei, both the machshavis are the normal machshavis. Both machshavis are things that are urchei. You're supposed to eat from the meat. You're supposed to burn the emurim. So over here, vor again, the behor ki urchei, emul et starof. Here, what I would have thought to say, you could put the two machshavis together. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush. No, but still, both machshavis are not put together. It could be the diak of the sefer for the sefer itself, but do not make a diak that holechol for lechol dover shendakol lechol is mitzkaris. Could be no. Our whole mishnah goes according to the rabbanin that a machshava only helps on a dover. It's a derech lechol, but something that's not a derech lechol, machshava doesn't help. And the diak of the mishnah is it itself that even though you mechashiv to burn what's supposed to be burned and you have a mind to eat what's supposed to be eaten, but since each one is only chatz kazayis, these two machshavos cannot be mitzaref. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Hadron alecha kol hazvachin shekilu domen. Now the Mishnah says, kol hapsulin sheshochatu shchitosan sheva. Even a kohen that's posel, if he makes the shchita of a korban, you know the shchita is sheva. And there's no halacha you would have to have a kohen b'shah shchita. And the Mishnah says, shah shchita ksheva b'zorim, because the shchita of a korban is kosher, even with a zar, even a yisro could do it. Uvinoshim, even a lady could do it. Uve Yavodim, even a Neve Kinani could do it. Uve Tameim, even though the Shechet is Tamei, and we'll see in the case, even, as long as he doesn't touch the meat, as long as he's not Metama the Korban, even though he himself is Tamei, still he's allowed to make the Shechita. Therefore the Mishnah says, Kol Absulim is Shech to Shech and Shera. Even a Kohen that's Posa, it's a Baal Mum, he makes the Shechita, it's also Kasha, because you do not have to have Kuna for the Shechita. And it says the Mishnah, they are filled with Kodesh Kedoshim, even by Korban Chatas, by Korban Erlo, the Kodesh Kedoshim, the same halacha. Obavada, but providing if the person is Tamei, Shiloi Yiyu Tameim, Nagain Babosa. You have to make sure he should not be touching the meat. We do not want him to metama the meat. The Tzikov, therefore, Hein Poislim B'machshava. Even if a Zar makes the Shechita, or even if a Kohen that's a Baal Mum makes the Shechita, if he has in mind then, either machshava shloim lishmo bechatas, or he has a machshava of pigul, he can make pigul. His machshava help, since the maisi is kosher to do the shchita, therefore his machshava passes. Now v'chulon.